Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the double Provera lawsuit?
Yes, this is. My name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center, and I have a potential new double Provera claimant on the line. Her name is Constance Smith.
Okay, perfect. I do see her information on here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Hi, Ms. Smith. My name is
Okay.
Denise. On a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Denise. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I do see your information on here, but just to double check, is your phone number 770-349-9871?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then let me pull up the form here. Okay, perfect. So let's get started. First and foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Double Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim?
I don't know.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and then we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
I am, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear
So
that.
sorry to hear that. May I please have your name and the attorney that you represent name again?
Absolutely. So, once we're done with this intake, it will generate a
Okay.
DocuSign, and in that DocuSign, you'll have the attorney's information. My name
Got
is
it.
Denise, and then I can give you my direct number. If you would like that ahead of time, I can give it to you now.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So, let me give that to you. It is 949-610-7016.
Okay.
And
Nine
then
four
I will.
nine 610-7016.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All
And then
right.
we do work with multiple different attorneys, and so I won't know until we're done with this intake which one you will be directed to. Once we're done, it will have all the information on the DocuSign. And then I
Okay.
can also
Understood.
send you that information.
Okay. Understood.
Perfect. Excuse me. So, you were diagnosed with meningioma. I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that. How are you feeling now?
I'm all right. It was rough, but I'm all right now.
You're all right
I'm
now?
all right. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's good to hear, Ms. Smith. And can I get the date of diagnosis?
The date I was diagnosed was October 15, 2015.
Okay, so let me put this in here, October 15 of 2015.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
7/20/88.
7/20/1988. Okay. And do you know of any family or friends that were also injured by the double Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay, no problem. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of four injections once every 3 months.
Yes, I took it for about 4 years.
Oh, okay, wow. And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, we were taking it quarterly. Yeah, it was a quarterly shot.
Yeah, it was four injections every 3 months. Okay. And when did you start using Depo-Provera?
I started it in August of 2011.
August of 2011, you started. When did you end? When did you
I
stop?
stopped in October. Yeah, I did stop. I started to have some side effects and kind of wanted to look into that. So I stopped in about October 5th, 2015. Because a month prior, I started to kind of have some noticeable, changes with my body and, just some side effects that eventually came out that they were directly related to the depot shot.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so sorry to hear that. But the good thing is that you are aware now, and it's better to know and it's better to catch things when they're there than to not know. So,
Right, absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely.
So then you started August of 2011. I do have to put an actual date. We can do a guesstimate. It doesn't have to be exact because I know not everyone remembers these dates.
Right.
So I'll put August. Would it be beginning, end, or middle?
To be honest, if I'm being honest, I don't remember. But I would say mid-August.
Okay. So would it be safe to put 8/20 of 2011? Again, it doesn't have to be exact as long as it's around the
Yeah,
time.
that's
Okay.
fine.
Okay. And then October of 2015 is when you stopped. So then we can put October 20th. Would that be okay?
That's fine. Yes.
Okay. Okay, October 20th. And then, okay. And it is asking, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1, 1992 through the present date? And I'll put yes because we just determined you used it 2011 until 2015. And let's see. Let me put the diagnosis of meningioma. Okay. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
And then your marital status?
I'm single.
Okay. And then it's asking for your name. Let me put your name in this section. That is C as in cat, O, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, C as in cat, E as in elephant.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then Smith, S
Yes.
as in Sam, M as in Mary, I, T as in Tom, H as in Harry.
Yes, that's
Okay,
correct.
is there a middle initial?
Yes, and like Nancy.
Oh, did you say N, like Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then we do require a social security in order for the law firm to identify you, like an identity verification to pull your medical
Okay.
records.
Okay, you ready for that?
Yeah.
260-67-9038.
Okay, 260-67-9038. Perfect. And then I do have an email address on file, and it is CAU underscore your last name underscore your fir your I sorry underscore your first name and then underscore your last name at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And then I have a phone number 770-349-9871. Is this your cell phone number?
Is.
And then contact preference, would you prefer a phone call, text message, or email? I do have to pick one.
You can either or is fine.
Okay.
I would say text or email because I'm typically working sometimes.
Okay, no problem. And then best time of the day to reach you, I have to pick one, morning, afternoon, or evening.
After 3 p.m.
Okay. Perfect. And then as far as your address, can I get that, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 5336 Hayward, Heyward Place, Atlanta, Georgia, 30349.
Perfect. I did pull it up here. It's coming up as 5336 Hayward Place, and then it came up as Southwest.
You can
Okay.
do Southwest or not. It doesn't matter. It'll mail will still come here if you send me something I need to sign.
Okay. And then it says Atlanta, Georgia, 30349. Is there a unit number or apartment number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then now we get into the medical diagnosing doctor's information. We can start with the first name, last name, and I can look them up to get the rest of the
The one that
information.
actually diagnosed me was the neurologist that I ended up seeing. His name was Dr. Raymond Walkup. It's Walkup is the last name. Raymond is traditional, RayMond.
Okay. And then the last name, you said it was WAL.
Yeah, Walkup, like walk
Got
up.
it. Okay. And then
Yes, ma'am.
Atlanta, is that correct? Or Atlanta,
He's
Georgia?
outside of no, he's outside of Atlanta. He is actually at the Wellstar office in Douglasville, not the Atlanta location.
Oh, okay, got it. Let me put that in here. Yeah, I did find
So
him,
he.
Raymond Walkup, MD, neurosurgeon. And then let me look to see what came up as far as his address. Is it 4100 Old Milton Parkway?
No, he was actually at the hospital, so I can give you the hospital's address to the hospital in Douglasville. That address is Wellstar Douglas Hospital. The address, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, it's 8954 Hospital Drive,
Hospital.
and that zip code is 30134, and that was Douglasville. I don't know if he has another office, I guess, in did you say Milton?
Yeah, it came up as Milton, and then let me search with this address to see what we find.
Okay.
Let's see. That particular address is not coming up just yet. There's like different addresses coming up, but let me keep searching here. Oh, I think I found it actually. Okay, here it is. 8954 Hospital Drive, Douglasville, Georgia, 30134. Perfect. Thank you for your help.
No problem.
And then this is the Wellstar. Let's see, Douglas. Let me type that in. Wellstar Douglas Medical Center. And then phone number. It is showing up as 470-644-6000.
I actually have another number for him.
Okay.
Would you? I have 470-579-3962.
Okay, I'll put that one in there.
Okay.
Thank you for that. And then, were there any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No, never.
Okay.
Not me or my family members that I'm aware of.
Okay. And then as far as your treating doctor, so I know we just put down your diagnosing doctor. Was he the same doctor who treated you?
Yes, he treated me
okay.
for the tumor. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me put him on here as well. I'm just going to copy and paste the same information. Phone number. Okay. And then as far as the prescribing doctor, so this would be the doctor who was prescribing the Depo Provera.
That was Dr. Precious Braswell.
How do you spell the first name?
Precious, P-R-E-C-I-O-U-S.
I-U-O-U-S. Okay, Precious.
Braswell, B-R-A-S-W-E-L-L.
Okay, got it. In Atlanta, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me enter this information into Google, see what we come up with. Okay, I did find a Precious L. Braswell in, it says East Point. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
perfect.
Right.
Medical clinic. And then the address is 2885 Headland Drive, East Point, Georgia, 30344.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then phone number 404-344-9333.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So now we have that information in the system, and now it's asking for a CVS location where you were picking up, like, any medication or, like, did you ever get Depo-Provera at the pharmacy?
No, I was actually picking my prescription up from the actual hospital.
From the hospital. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So should we put the hospital information in there when you were like, this would be the hospital drive Douglasville, is that correct?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Our Douglas. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll put that information in there. Do you have a pharmacy phone number, or should we just put the phone number you gave me earlier, which is that 470-579-3962?
I don't have a pharmacy number.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use that same number, I guess.
Okay. And then, let's see. It's asking if you would like to include any medical notes, anything that you would like the law firm to know. I know earlier you mentioned that you were experiencing side effects, changes with your body, like a month prior to stopping. Would you like to maybe include those notes in the medical notes? Just something for them to maybe look at.
I did have to, upon him discovering that I had this tumor on my brain, I did have to undergo surgery. I was hospitalized a day after my diagnosis. So I don't know if they need to know that or if that is even relevant.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'll just include those notes in here. Okay. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't have a copy of them, but I can definitely obtain them.
Okay. So we'll put no for now. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. And this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. And we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
I'm apart from me.
Apart. Okay. And you know what? I am noticing something for this particular law firm. They actually do require for you to have the medical records of the meningioma in order for us to continue. Most of the time they don't require this, but this particular law firm is wanting you to have your medical records. So
okay.
In order for us to continue, I would have to actually put yes for that question. So you are
okay.
Able to obtain them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And then would you be providing them through mail, electronically, or both?
However I need to.
Okay. And then, perfect. So now it's letting me continue, which is good. And then as far as your emergency contact, who would that be?
Eric Bivens.
Eric as in E-R-I-C. And then
yes.
Bivens as in B-I-V-E-N-S.
Yes.
Okay. And then phone number?
The number is 404-901-6403.
Okay. 404-901-6403.
Yes.
Perfect. And then relationship?
Friend.
Okay. And then would you like to include an email for Eric?
No.
Okay. Let me put your email in that section.
Okay.
And does he also live in the same state, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. And okay, so it looks like we have completed everything. I'm going to review everything with you one last time to make sure there are no typos in the DocuSign. Once we're
mm-hmm.
done, you will receive a DocuSign shortly, but let me review everything. And
okay.
If anything sounds wrong, please stop me so we can correct it right away.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. So you would like to participate in the Double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You haven't signed anything for a law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Double Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis is 10/15 of 2015. And then date of birth, 7/20 of 1988. Does that all sound correct so far?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you were taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, and that is equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months. Usage start date, 8/20 of 2011. Usage stop date, 10/20 of 2015.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And then your first name, Constance Middle name or middle initial N, as in Nancy. Smith is the last name. I have a social security of 260-679038. I have an email address as cau_constance_smith@yahoo.com. I have a phone number of 770-349-9871. And I have an address of 5336 Hayward Place, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. No unit number or apartment number. So all that sounds good?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I will, let's see. I will also put on here, will be obtaining medical records. I'll put that in the notes as well. And then, perfect. So I will be sending this DocuSign. Now, please let me know when you do receive it, and if you need any assistance, I'm more than happy to assist you.
Okay. All right. All right. Is there anything else?
Yeah, so once you do receive it, I can stand by if you would like to review it and sign it while we're on the phone.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, wow. There's a lot to read.
Yeah, and it also has the law firm's information as well on there, because I know you were asking earlier for their information.
Can I take some time to read it over? And then
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. So would you like me to call you before I leave for the day, which would be like an hour from now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll be calling you in an hour from now, okay, Ms. Smith? Thank you so much for your time. We'll be talking soon.
No problem, Denise. I'll speak to you shortly.
Sounds good. All right, bye-bye.